Hi everyone, you're listening to Reddit again. I'm Felipe.
And I'm Vanessa.
And we're just going to get into the topics right now, so go ahead, babe.
Okay, so this is from the subreddit, Am I the Asshole?
Uh-huh.
The title is, Am I the Asshole for Thinking My Boyfriend Should Give Me or Let Me Borrow Indefinitely His Earbuds?
What? What? This doesn't sound like anything. Okay, go ahead.
I listen.
So no, I'm going to say no from that, and I'll say okay. Again from then.
I listen to my phone with headphones while I drive. Isn't that illegal?
Uh-huh. Well, it's, I don't know, but it's stupid, huh?
I had been without for months and had finally got a set of earbuds with the incident took place. I let my boyfriend use them while I was driving, and he misplaced them in the car. They're completely lost. Turn the car inside out. No dice. I suggest he replace them with his. He's out of work, so he can't buy any. At least until I get a new set. He disagrees. Thoughts.
This is hilarious. How broke are they?
I don't know.
Are they, did they say if they're wireless?
It doesn't say. And I don't want to read the comments.
Okay. So
so he basically lost.
He lost her headphones.
And she uses them a lot.
And so he wants to use his. But he said no.
Yeah.
Because he's out of, like, he doesn't have money pretty much. Yeah. And what did she say? Uh-huh.
Well, she's like, well, let me borrow yours since you lost mine. But he's basically like, no, because then I'm going to be without, like, headphones. And I don't have a job right now, so I can't buy any.
They can't just, like, buy some cheap headphones?
I don't know.
Well, first of all, she shouldn't be driving while listening to her. That's so stupid. I don't think she's an asshole. I don't think anyone's an asshole. I just feel like...
This is a weird, like...
Yeah, that was nothing.
Like... Okay, what if it happened to us? And I was like, let me... I mean, I know you use... Do you use headphones at all?
Mm-hmm. I don't use them that often. Like, I use them when, like, we go to the gym. When I go over to your place and I'm playing video games. But I actually do want to get new headphones. Like, wireless ones. Like, the ones that you just put in your ears. Not the pods, but some other ones.
Yeah.
But they're expensive. But you could just use the wired... Apple ones.
Yeah.
Or any of them.
If it happened to us, I feel like you would let me, right?
Yeah, I don't really... I feel like I wouldn't care. Yeah, so I'm like, what is going
on
there?
Yeah, like, you would feel bad. You'd be like, fine, take them. I did lose them.
Yeah, if I lost them, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I lost them, I feel like I would feel bad. You make me feel bad all the time.
So?
No, yeah, I would feel bad and I would give them to you. So...
I would give them... Do you think I would give mine to you?
If you lost my headphones... Yeah, I feel like you would. Yeah. Because you would feel bad.
You lost them.
So, is she the asshole? Is she asking if she's the asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
I don't think she's an asshole.
But I also don't think he's that much of an asshole for not wanting to give it to her.
Yeah.
Because...
Because it was an accident. Yeah. And he uses them a lot, too.
And why is he... Why does he have... Because he was using them while she was driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
I have no idea.
Because I don't think I've ever used my headphones while you drive. Like, at all.
Mm-hmm. They're talking to each other.
Yeah, like, maybe on, like, a road trip. Mm-hmm. If, like, I want to listen to something that you don't want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, I don't... I mean, I drive all the time. Mm-hmm. But you don't do that, really.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've done that a couple times.
Out of pettiness.
No. Like, if you want to watch a show.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't want to watch. Uh-huh. I feel like you do that, and I don't care, because I'm just like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do that often. I mean, it sounds like they're doing this often.
Like, it's a thing for them?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Nah, but she's not an asshole. I don't think he's an asshole either. Yeah,
so nobody's asshole.
That's one of those, like, little kid, am I the asshole questions? Uh-huh. Yeah. So this one is from Dating Advice, and the question is, it's just... simple question, but we've been together since forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know, like, what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
The question
break
is,
up with him. I'm kidding.
The question is simple. It's just, where do you meet people? So if we weren't together right now, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would be easier for you, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you would also be lost, because you wouldn't know what to do, and you hate people.
Yes.
Like, you hate those interactions.
I don't like the initial stages of meeting new people, because you don't know what to say. There's a lot of small talk. It's kind of awkward.
Like, it takes you a while to...
Yeah, it takes a while to get comfortable, and then just random stuff starts popping up in my head that I want to talk about with the other person.
Because even with us, when we first met, you did not talk.
Yeah. You were doing all the talking.
Yeah. Because you weren't saying anything, so I was like, oh, I'll just talk. And plus, I had a lot to say, so I thought it was fine. But...
Wait, where would you meet people?
Where would you meet people?
Okay. Probably college, but I'm not going to college anymore. But I feel like there would have been really easy to meet people.
Would it have been weird?
Weird? No. I feel like it would have been kind of easy, honestly.
Were you ever in a situation when you felt like there's a guy that kind of was interested?
Yes.
How was that interaction?
It was really annoying because I'm like, bitch, get away from me. Like,
do you feel like you have a different... do you feel like you would take it differently if you were single?
Yeah, I feel like instead of getting annoyed, I would have been more flattered. But because I have a boyfriend, I get annoyed. Like, I just don't want to deal with that.
I could see that. You don't get flattered then at all? Or are you just more like, ugh, like, leave me alone, I just want to do... Especially because it was school, so you were like, I just want to get in and get out.
Yeah. Because obviously, yeah, you want to feel nice that people think you're, like, pretty and stuff. But at the same time, you don't want them to try to initiate something with you. Because then it's just work trying to get that, like, hey, I don't like you back.
Yeah, because you can't really be like, can you go away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
You have to find a way to, like, be polite and reject them and stuff. And it's just, like, a...
And then some people don't take it well and it gets annoying. It's just, like, I could see how that gets annoying. So school? Anywhere else?
Probably go out, like, to bars and dance and stuff. I feel like if I was single, my sisters would be like, hey, let's go out. And
I don't know how you would react to that, though.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what I would be like if I was single. Like, if they did take me out to go dancing, would I be like, oh, I'm gonna go home with this guy?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I'd be like that. If I'd be like, I don't feel comfortable. This is weird. I want to just stay home.
Where would I see you meeting people?
The library. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I feel like you would meet people at work.
No, because everyone's older at work.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you're working in an old place right now.
Yeah.
But eventually you're gonna work in a place where it's...
Yeah, because then,
actually,
like...
Actually, no, you better...
Because I could see that, because if you work with people that are kind of similar to your age, and they're like, hey, do you want to go out sometime? You go out with them, and then you meet the people that they know, and that's how people meet people.
Yeah, and I feel like a good amount of dating starts in the workplace, no matter what the workplace is. I'm pretty sure they start in the workplace. Is that the only places you think you would...
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many other places.
Yeah, I don't really go out.
Church.
Church. Imagine a good Christian. A cool Christian. What was it we were watching yesterday?
Yeah. Cool, a cool Catholic Mexican.
Yeah.
They're Catholics, babe.
Catholic.
Well,
my mom's Christian.
Which one do you... I don't go to Catholic church because I've grown up with Catholic churches.
I think it's the same thing. Triggered everyone.
I'll go to Catholic just because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
And I already know, like, the whole how it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I'm more likely to go to church with my mom than my dad. Just because it's my mom. Yeah. I don't know.
I find the Catholic ones more entertaining.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's church. Longer. I don't like church either way. No, same. Matter. It's okay.
Where would you meet people?
Probably... Obviously not school, because that didn't go well.
Well, you never know. You would have more time without me. You could have been going to school.
You're the reason why I feel that.
Yeah.
No. If I were going to school, school would be a good option, especially since I was starting community college. In community college, I feel like people talk to each other a little more than universities, maybe.
I don't think people talk to each other more. It's just, like, there's a wider, like... audience that's like you, and you're in a very close proximity with them. So I feel it's just easy to
bump to mingle
into people. Yeah, mingle.
So it would be school if I was going to school. I'd just go to school to meet someone.
I know. I'll be really suspicious when you start school again.
Like, fuck you again. For the fifth time. Probably going out as well, even though it'll be really hard.
It'll it's just harder for a guy to be like a cutie. I mean, I don't know. I feel like being rejected is sad because then you feel ugly.
No, I know.
You know?
But I'm like, it's fine. I get it.
Yeah.
But I would aim high.
You would aim high?
Yeah, like tall girls. No, but...
Really funny. I know how you would meet people.
How would I meet people?
For sure, through your work. Friends. Mm-hmm. Mostly your friends. I'd be like...
People at work are like, ew.
I feel like you would know or, like, meet someone through your work friends.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, your friends. I think be like, oh, I know this girl.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys could click. Bars, going out. I feel like you go out a lot. I feel like you would meet someone through somebody else's recommendation.
It would be harder, but also... I feel like it would be harder for me, but also easier at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will be harder for me to meet someone the way you would. But, yeah. Bars... Mutual friends, work. I would be more talkative around people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have my own, like, people, I don't want to reach out as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just, like, I already have the people I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like if I didn't have you, or I wasn't in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I would be more willing to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And see what people said. Hold on. Yeah, a lot of people are saying... A lot of people are saying friends and college. I feel like those are good ones. Those are the easiest ones. Those are the ones that you're more like, you could dip your toe in.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the bar, it's a little bit more like you're kind of jumping in that pool. So it's a little difficult.
Do you think that the people you know would have like the right idea of the person you would click with?
Kind of.
Yeah. I feel like for me, if my family tried to set me up with someone, nope.
No.
I would not like them. Yeah.
What kind of person would you look for after me?
Someone probably like you.
That's the thing I was going to say, because that's kind of sad.
I know. Because it's like, I think about this a lot. I'm like, how many people could there possibly be just like Felipe? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I don't think I would hit the jackpot again.
Hey.
I feel like I would be like... I would look at everything wrong with them that you didn't have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'd be like, like, I would look at their flaws that you didn't have. And I would think, like, I didn't have to deal with this when I was with him.
Yeah, but then there's stuff that you deal with me that you might have to deal with other people.
But I'm fine with the things I have to deal with.
Because you can control it.
Yeah, it's bearable.
Fucking controlling little midget. Okay, that's all the topics for today. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.